These 10 days before the scheduled handover of sovereignty to Iraq, a major occupation of the Bush administration may well be nail-biting.
Senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Will violence swell to some crescendo that will scare away Iraqi police and civil servants? Will pipeline sabotage reach a point that revenues for the new government will dry up? And a key question, will the new era start with a secession crisis, some signs of which are already at hand? While attention has remained focused on the majority Shiites in the south, the non-Arab Kurds in the north, distrustful of promises of autonomy, are threatening to kick over the traces and pull out of the new government. Kurdish distrust of the United States is well grounded. Still remembered is 1988, when America stood by while Saddam Hussein's chemical attacks devastated whole villages. In 1975 and again in 1991, Presidents Nixon and Bush fomented Kurdish uprisings against Saddam Hussein, only then to leave the Kurds to be slaughtered. So now, having built a respectable army of their own, the Kurds seem ready to make their move. The New York Times reports that Kurds are returning en masse to homes from which they were evicted by Saddam's forces. The Arabs who occupy them are being forced into ramshackle camps. American officials are trying to stem the migration, but show no signs of halting it. Another development that may put its mark on the region is the relationship between the Kurds and Israel, reported by Seymour Hersh in the current New Yorker magazine. Hersh says the relationship is being expanded, with Israel establishing a significant presence on the ground in the Kurdish area. Israeli intelligence and military operatives are quietly providing training for Kurdish commando units. There is a question whether the Kurds will try to seize the city of Kirkuk and oil reserves in the region. Altogether, it looks as though June 30th may mark the end of the occupation, but not the end of the destabilization crisis. This is Daniel Shore.